Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Sexy Sleep Tuesday. Are you ready to go to bed? You should be, because you'll be asleep by the end of this file. Did you sleep well, by the way? Being transformed just before your dreams must have had an impact on your night. I hope it gave you a lot of very nice and very pleasurable feelings. Now tomorrow, I may have something else entirely in store for you. Perhaps I'll tell you a story. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's focus on today. Today, I have an assignment for you. Something simple for you to look forward to do tomorrow. But I'm not going to tell you yet. First, I want you to listen. I want you to listen very, very carefully. See, it's important to drop when I tell you to. It's very important to make sure that my voice is going deep into your mind. And that when I count down from 10 to 1, your thoughts just melt away easily. 10, just listen. 9, remember your place. 8, at my feet. 7, listening. 6, glistening. 5, relax. 4, feeling good. 3, just enjoying the slow fall. 2. Almost there. 1. Drop deeper and deeper. And just listen to my voice. Now, of course, you want to be reminded of your place. Your place at my feet. So I have an assignment for you. It is a very, very simple assignment, but one that will give you pleasure throughout the day. What you will do is you will write down, "I crave," on a piece of paper, like a post-it note. And you will put this close to where you're working or studying, so that you can see it throughout the day. And every time that you see those words, "I crave," written by your hand, you are reminded of your place, of your desire, of your need to be at my feet and serve, suck, be used, be teased. It is a very good feeling, craving that serving, almost needing to be back there. It's a playful, teasing reminder, the words "I crave" will be the words that you crave throughout the day. And the more you see them, the more you are reminded of how well you listen. How hard you try to serve. How sexy you want to be for me. Now, of course, if you want to keep the note longer than just tomorrow, that is allowed. Every time you see it, you'll be reminded of this small assignment. You'll be reminded of your place at my feet. And you'll feel so good. You'll crave so deeply. And the more you crave, the more you embrace your place. The more the arousal gets the better of you. The more you enjoy being teased like this. And already at this moment, you enjoy this anticipation for tomorrow. This lovely arousal and desire to write down those words I crave on a piece of paper for yourself to read. It will remind you every time. And the words are vague enough so that others have no idea what it means. Of course, if you see someone else with the same paper, what are the odds? Now, I'm sure that you want to dream wonderful things. That you want to sleep with the wonderful feeling of anticipation of fulfilling an assignment for me. And you will. You will do the assignment because you want to, don't you? What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. And of course, before you can fulfill the assignment, you have to sleep. And to sleep, I'm going to help you. I'm going to guide you into a gentle, nice sleep that can help you arrive to your wake-up time much easier. Feeling so sleepy. 9. Listening without really thinking. 8. Just letting it flow across your mind. 7. You can just feel the vibrations against your skull. 6. And the vibrations feel so nice, arousing and relaxing. 5. And a deep part of you is already craving both to sleep and to obey. Four. So deep. Three. Just relax. Two. Don't think anymore. One. Starting to flow into that wonderful state of almost sleep. And in a moment, when I tell you to sleep, you'll take off your headphones and drift away, dreaming, craving, aroused. Sleep. Take off your headphones and sleep.